In her poem, Guadalupe and Burdock, Ely writer Diane Korda has a vision and then melds the spiritual and natural worlds through the healing process of, what else? Her dog. Here is Diane Korda.
Guadalupe and Burdock. Lupin yelped when the unfamiliar vet touched her belly during her annual checkup. So there were further tests. When results came in, her blood numbers looked bad, and we rescheduled another appointment. Now I see a prayer invitation. Instructions, really. Tucked in the ad section of the weekly newspaper. It describes how to ask Mary for guidance and intervention. The newspaper says I must read this petition aloud 3 times and publish it afterward. Then Mary would help. I'm half convinced to consider the advice. It seems sort of like casting a spell. Then I notice she's reading the paper over my shoulder. Guadalupe. Dark woman, seedling thin, and barely beyond adolescence. She says, just talk to me the way you know me. I tell her all my worries, especially that I could not bear to lose Lupin. Guadalupe listens. Her brown eyes study my face. When I finish, she agrees that Lupin should ingest a flower essence for several days. Burdock is good for blood. So every morning, Guadalupe and I sit on the floor. She is with me as I rub the essence on Lupin's paws. Then she follows me to the kitchen and counts the burdock drops that I put in Lupin's water dish. Wherever Guadalupe is, those rooms fill with the unconditional love that I've been studying. It's like the tiny frog I saw yesterday morning. With water jug in hand, I walked barefoot on summer grass, from faucet to garden to faucet to each plant bed. This frog, a perfect Buddha, the size of a thumbnail, simply breathing and blending in, green on green, while sleeping on a daylily leaf.